A new mega hotel proposed for downtown Seattle aims to draw more big conventions to the city. The developer posted its official public notice with the city yesterday as a first step in the approval process. The proposal is to build a 46-story tower on the block that is currently home to the Greyhound bus station. KUOW's Liz Jones looks at how that neighborhood is changing.
I'm standing at the corner of 9th and Stewart in downtown Seattle. The Greyhound bus station covers about half of this block. The other half is a parking lot and a low-rise office building. All around me are high-rise and mid-rise office buildings and hotels, condominiums, and it looks like this block could be the next one to go taller.
The proposed tower would rise to 500 feet and cover an entire city block. And with more than 1,500 rooms, it would get bragging rights as the city's largest hotel. The plans also include space for retail shops and low-income housing. That inclusion of affordable housing would allow the developer, RC Hadrian Company, to build up to the maximum height allowed for the area.
I can hardly imagine what it's going to look like. The skyline is going to change dramatically in the next 10 years.
Joanne Enquist is pastor at Gethsemane Lutheran Church. It's directly across the street from the proposed hotel. The church was recently renovated to include 50 units of affordable housing. Enquist is eager to hear more about Hadrian's plans for low-income apartments.
We believe that it's good to be able to live and work in the neighborhood. And so we've got those 50 apartments, but they're full and they're only 50. And there will be hundreds of jobs that come in here.
Like jobs at the hotel in housekeeping, food prep, and maintenance. A spokeswoman for Hadrian says they haven't figured out pricing yet for the rentals, but the plan calls for 150 affordable units that would be rent-controlled for 50 years. This Denny Triangle area is home to several services for low-income people, including Gethsemane Church and a women's shelter right next door. Pastor Enquist says she's watched a lot of people step off the Greyhound bus and cross the street to find some help. She's disappointed that connection and convenience will be lost as the station will likely relocate south of downtown. Naresh Bhatt owns a UPS store adjacent to the proposed hotel. He recalls some upswing in business as other towers have popped up nearby.
And that came up like 3 years ago, remember, or 2 years ago, that glass tower just behind here. And a lot of customers are walking in here with a lot of things. Yeah, I see that. Same for the Olivet. So I'm seeing that, you know, having more residential as well as the real businesses here is boon for everybody.
Bhatt says he's not worried about losing his view or sunlight in his store windows.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
On the Greyhound block, a few businesses have already posted moving notices in their windows. One shop owner says he's not sure what he'll do next. Another is surprised to hear the hotel hopes to break ground next year. The city has scheduled a public meeting in mid-April to review the building's proposed design. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.